All right. So we do have, because I want to make sure we have enough time to play the golden circle or the golden rule. I think it's the golden circle. We do have Mark Smith, our very own attorney, at least my very own attorney, on with us today. Mark, are you there?
I am, Nolan. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And this is the first time that I've ever said this as long as you've been on. But we want to get the legal advice. The show that I have to, or the video that I'm going to have to play, or I'm sorry, the sound bite that I'm going to play is like 18 minutes. So you got about 8 minutes. If you can give us a real quick tip for this week, I promise I'll give you some more time next week.
That's plenty of time, Nolan. It's not a problem. Actually, my tip this week is just, based on your request last week is starting along the lines of contracts, and it's just kind of the contracts 101. So, most folks, when they hear the word contract, they're thinking, oh, well, that's something you sign when, you're buying a house or you're buying a car. Well, yeah, that is a contract, but the legal definition of the contract is basically just an agreement between two or more parties that has, some sort of exchange of value. And the thing is, while there's all those different kinds of contracts out there,
mm-hmm.
every contract in Texas has three key elements that it has to have. And if it doesn't have one of those elements, then it's not really a contract. So those three elements are you have to have an offer. So somebody's got to be offering a service or a product or something along those lines. You have to have acceptance of that offer, which means the person that is receiving the goods or services, says, okay, that's a fair price and agrees to all those terms and accepts those terms. And then you also have to have consideration. And consideration is basically just an exchange of some value between the party.
I've heard that the consideration could be as low as $1.
It can be. So it depends on whether that's, sufficient consideration for, whatever the transaction is. Now, if it's $1 for the sale of a house, that might not be sufficient consideration, and so potentially you could have somebody come back down the road and say, hey, I know I sold you my house for $1, but, that's really not sufficient, so I don't believe that was a valid contract, so I'm going to void it. So it just kind of depends, and so that sufficient consideration is kind of the key. A lot of times somebody will say, okay, well, basically, if there's not consideration that is a two-way street, then
mm-hmm.
it's just a gift in essence. So, somebody gives you, $1,000 just because they like you, well, that's not really a contract. But if they give you $1,000 because, you're going to do a high-quality video for them, and of course, I'm just throwing a number out there. I have no idea if that would be sufficient consideration for your high-quality services. But, there's got to be that exchange of value from both sides or else it's not a valid contract.
Gotcha.
Some of the keys there are, the offer has to be communicated. The terms have to be clear and definite. And if they're not, then potentially there's not a contract. And on the flip side, the acceptance. The acceptance has to be reasonable. It's got to be within a reasonable time or the offer is considered lapsed. And it's got to be on the exact terms as the original offer. So, for example, I offer to sell you 1,000 widgets at $1 a widget, and you say, well, I really don't need 1,000. How about 500? Well, that change of that term is actually a counter offer rather than acceptance of the original offer. And so then it's on the seller to say, okay, well, that's a deal, or no, I'm going to reject that offer. So you can have that offer counter offer deal until someone accepts the the exact offer that's on the table.
Okay.
And then the whole consideration factor. If you don't have sufficient consideration, then it's not really a contract. And consideration can be anything of value. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. And so those are just kind of the basics of a contract. You have to have that offer, acceptance, and consideration. And if you don't, then you don't have a valid contract.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, Mark, I'd like to, seeing how you were talking before about, different entities in the business, incorporation, mm-hmm. or LLC, and now we're talking about contracts, I would love to talk about next week, if you can, partnership agreements, because that's kind of like a contract, and that's a business entity as well, and I think it would just be bringing all of it together. Is that something we could talk about next week?
Absolutely. That's not a problem.
Man, I appreciate you, Mark Smith. You have a great day, sir.
You too, Nolan. I'll talk to you next week.
Mark, how can somebody contact you? I'm sorry, I know I'm rushing. I just want to get this last part out. But hey, how can somebody contact you if they need some legal advice?
Two easiest ways: hit me up on my website, which is www.jmsmithlaw.com, or send me an email at mark@jmsmithlaw.com. And my office number is 281-489-3934, and I'll be happy to talk to anybody.
Thank you, Mark. Talk to you next week, sir.
All right, sounds good, Nolan.
All right, bye.
Bye.